An easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868. NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
Gambler's bonus keeps paying more. Just ask Vincent, who won over $7,500 on April 8th when he hit four sixes to fill his free Gambler's Bonus 4-of-a-kind bingo card. Vincent got paid thousands more, and so can you by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
It's Cofield and Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on a Tuesday. Cofield and Company, Steve Cofield. Chrissy, alongside, we've got a ton of cool guests coming up here over the course of the next few hours. We're going to hand it off at 5 o'clock to Eastern Conference. Final basketball, Cavs and Celtics going at it. Cavs must-win situation. Not necessarily, but they certainly don't want, LeBron does not want to go down 2-0 in this series. Pretty amazing they're facing this. After jumping to -300 favorites in the series. We'll get to hoops here in less than five. Talk about a very disappointing Rockets performance against Golden State. But first, we come out with some Golden Knights hockey. Nice response last night. Chrissy, where'd you watch the game?
I was actually in this very studio.
Why?
Because the timing of the game, it was right after the show ended.
Lame.
So
leave. Go out somewhere.
Well, it was actually very funny because Mark Seidel was watching like both the Golden Knights game and the Houston game.
That's right. He's a Rockets fan.
And he is incredibly superstitious. Like he would stand up or his phone would be charged, like charging. And as soon as like Golden State went on a run, he would unplug his phone or stand up. And then Houston would go on like an 8-0 run. And so...
So in the end, it didn't work. Whatever he tried didn't work.
I'm wondering if it was me. Being the bad, that was the bad luck
possibly
charm.
Right, next time there's a Rockets game and you're around, I'll tell you to leave. Get out. See you, Chrissy.
I think I can count on that. What about you?
So I just watched at a local bar. No story to tell there. So Chrissy was working the ESPN Las Vegas account, as she does for the hockey games. Very good. Lots of good celebratory gifts and pictures as VGK, at least on the scoreboard, rips the peg 3-1. I got to tell you, the best thing I saw yesterday, and I was so jealous. You asked me where I watched, just a local bar. I was so jealous of our buddy Ted Pretty, who was watching at the pool at Red Rock, and they're rolling some video and, you know, showing people jumping in the pool. All of a sudden, Ted decides to go. I'll actually call it full Cofield because this is something I like to do. Since I'm roly-poly and round now, I will deliver a good cannonball.
You'll just, like, and commit completely?
Oh, yeah. And I look for unwitting victims. So if it's older
awesome.
Women, just complete bomb right in their face. Little kids who are jerking around in the pool. All right, here's some of your own medicine. So Pretty just runs to the pool, does some sort of, I don't know what he was doing. jackknife, cannonball thing.
Geronimo!
Yeah, he just lost it, goes into the pool. He comes out, he starts waving his arms like a lunatic, like spritzing water all over everybody. Then he sees a couple of kids. He gives one a high five and then just blasts another one in the back of the head with a left hand. So I sent it out last night. I'm like, what is going on?
What is
he sipping off to the side of the TV shot? He just nailed that little kid in the head.
Yes,
I was jealous.
That is like a Cofield move.
It is. Why not?
You'd probably dunk a kid and
I definitely cannonball.
Toss one across the pool.
No, I wouldn't, because I'm not going to touch other people's kids because they get, you know, it's weird. They get testy about stuff like that. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's part
kids
of growing up in the
that.
Jungle.
Yeah,
part of growing
loved
up in the jungle.
That stuff back in the 50s when you were growing up, right?
Okay. Age shot. All right. Nice. Very nice. So anyway, that was one of the highlights of the day. Obviously, the big highlights. Man, the speed, the transition of VGK yesterday. And really, it came after about 8 tough minutes in the game where it looked like Winnipeg was going to impose its will, kind of like it did in game 1. But Fleury made some key saves. Everything got settled down. And then from there forward, I thought VGK did a brilliant job of just staying on the puck, just forcing the action. Because Winnipeg has a bunch of big dudes. And, you know, you get them moving in space.
Their size is, I mean, one of the most impressive things that they have going for them.
Yes, you get them moving in space. And head of steam, you're in trouble, and they gave him no space. They crowded things, poke-checking all over the place, turnovers left and right. And I thought the tone was set early on. You get past the 10-minute mark, and Tatar is in there for Perron. And Tatar has been a bit of a disappointment. He hasn't really found his role in this team yet, and they traded a first, a second, and a third at the trade deadline to the Red Wings for Tatar. And man, he put some pressure on Hellebuck, got a shot off, followed for the rebound, got the rebound himself, and then just smashed it in to the goal to take a 1-0 lead. And, boy, that place is weird. Winnipeg, they're so freaking loud. And Magnum, who's been on the road for us, Chris Chapman, told us yesterday that place will get quiet. And you could hear a freaking pin drop. And it was one of the Golden Knights' goals coming into the game is to sort of take the crowd out at some point as early as possible. And I thought Tatar's goal did it. And it almost seemed to affect Winnipeg from a confidence and momentum standpoint, which is weird because they so dominated the first game. But for like the next 5 minutes, it was just a friggin' onslaught. And then you got goal number 2 from Marshy, as everyone loves to call him. That was awesome. By the way, how good has Riley Smith been in this series? Really, in the playoffs. The dude's got what now? 13 assists. He's tied for the all-time record for most assists by a player. For a team in its first postseason, going back to a mark set in 1994, he's got 13 assists. So he was incredibly active. He helped set up the goal that the first one that Marchessault scored, which was beautiful. And then Marchessault finishes the game off. Second period, settled down. One goal allowed. Jets get it to 2-1. And then, again, momentum completely stymied when Marchessault scores again on an assist from Riley Smith. Brilliant performance. Fleury was really good. We're going to break it down with Brad May in about 20 minutes. He's part of the AT&T Sportsnet crew and, of course, played for 10-plus years in the NHL. But that's exactly what they needed. They needed a win. But I think the message sent to the Jets in terms of style of play, it was important to set the pace again. And VGK played fast. I mean, as Chrissy said, that's a massive team across the way, and they can skate too, but there is an advantage when you've got little 5'9 Marshy flying all over the place. some of these big dudes. I mean, Jesus, Myers. Who did he blast in the face? He basically punched Belmar in the face, knocked his helmet off. I mean, if you're going to have a guy like that who's 6'8 and, you know, 250, or Bufflin at 6'5 and 270, they're going to have to deal with the speed. You have to impose your game on them so that you're not playing the power game. And VGK did a great job. Wins at 3-1. We're back out tomorrow in front of T-Mobile for Game 3. And completely intrigued to see what the pace of play is going to be for Game 3. And I assume the T-Mobile crowd is going to be consistently loud, a lot louder than what we just heard with the Jets. And it's funny, I forget which player it was. I think it was Wheeler. Wheeler for the Jets was ripping on Nashville for their sound being fake and ours being real, accusing Nashville of piping in sound. I have no idea what if there's any crowd noise piped in at T-Mobile. I know there's noise the entire time. And I don't get, you know, watching a lot of these games, Anaheim was one during the regular season. You're watching, you're like, this is a morgue. Why don't they liven the place up a little bit? So the Jets will be facing a much different atmosphere this time around at T-Mobile. So Rockets last night in the other conference final in the NBA, that was embarrassing. In the end, it was only a 13-point loss. But the way that went down was pathetic. I'm sorry. You've got a 65-win team, one that beat Golden State 2 out of 3 years, one that's built to defend this Warriors team, and they had no way to defend Kevin Durant. Maybe no one does. Durant and Klay Thompson went freaking crazy in the game. Durant, and here's the thing about Durant, and we're going to get to the way Harden played, because Harden had a big game. But as the way he played, it's like the least productive 40-point game you're going to see. I know it sounds bizarre, but Durant and Klay Thompson combined for 65. Durant's got 37. He shoots above 50%. Well, combined, they were 23 of 45. They hit 9 threes. It's just an efficiency level with which the Warriors play at on offense versus the Rockets. I mean, Chris Paul and Harden had solid games. Paul was fine. He had 23. Like I said, Harden had 41, was 5 of 9 from deep. Okay. But it's just the way they have to execute. And I don't think they have to. And they weren't doing that all season. And that's why they were better this season. The ISO nonsense. And some of it's the Warriors' defense, but the Rockets in the NBA got forced into 3 shot clock violations 90 games into the postseason. They had 19 shots they took with less than 5 seconds on the shot clock. You know why that happens? Dribble, 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 dribble. That ISO stuff sucks. It does. One of the stat companies tracking the Rockets game last night against CSW, Houston had 45 ISO plays. 45. Does that sound like a lot? Are you ready for this? It's the most by any team in any game, regular season or playoffs, over the past 5 seasons. And that's the way Harden chose to go. 45 freaking ISO plays. They weren't all him. Rockets during the regular season averaged 22. 45 last night. And essentially what happened is they fought their ass off to get 65 wins, outpaced the Warriors, who coasted during the season to, amazingly, 58 wins, still really good. And in one game, they gave away home court. So you fight for 82 games to get home court, you give it away in one game, and we'll see. We'll see if D'Antoni can coach, get him to calm down, stop running so many ISO plays, and also go to the other players and go, listen, all right, we're going to get back to the team basketball we played. Trust me. Because Eric Gordon already came out and took a shot without mentioning Harden's name, took a shot at Harden for all the stupid ISO stuff. Eric Gordon said, I definitely like to get the ball more for me to be aggressive and get good looks. Offensively, with everybody, we really don't get real good looks. We can't isolate as much. Say it again. We can't isolate as much against a good defensive team. I don't care who you are. We have some of the best isolation players out there, but against a team like that, it's going to be too tough. And he's right. And if you watch the Warriors, and this is why they've won 2 of 3, they probably should have 3 of 3. They could have 4 in a row, if not for Dr. Dre's stupidity a couple of years ago. They play team basketball. And everything's not forcing up a three. That was the other thing. The three-point shooting, aside from James Harden, was terrible. 6 of 23 from three. Actually, it was worse than that. It was actually worse than that. Overall, it was 23% without Harden included. So D'Antoni better get it solved quickly, or we're going to have a pretty easy series here, a 4-1 series maybe, with Golden State moving on and all that stuff I crowed about yesterday. Hey, Rockets are a good value at plus 195. Well, look out. Now they're plus 420. Down 1-0. Plus 420. That's how little bettors got out of the game in terms of confidence in D'Antoni and Harden and CP3. They got to clean that up. That was a freaking joke. Just awful stuff. We got the lottery going down tonight. So we'll tell you what happens there at 4:30. Give you a little lottery preview in just a couple minutes. And we're less than 10 minutes away from a convo with Brad May, who's going to help us break down VGK in Game 2, looking ahead to Game 3.
The crew over at Finley Toyota speak Spanish, Thai, and even Persian. In fact, they speak 14 different languages. Come in and talk the universal language of big savings today.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay
Kia. Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-8859. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-600-8859. That's 1-800-600-8859.
Know the scene in Star Wars where Han Solo, Luke, Leia, and Chewbacca get trapped in the giant trash compactor in the Death Star and the walls are slowly crushing in on them? Well, that's kind of what it's like when the pipes below your sink spring a leak and the water starts to pool on the floor and inch toward your hardwoods and carpeting. Here's a suggestion. Program Yes Plumbing's phone number on your speed dial. The Yes Man is just the man to stop your leak. Get the number in your phone because the Yes Man can. Call Yes Plumbing at 888-4937 or go online to theyesmancan.com. License 71233.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional. Sir, I challenge you to a wine tasting showdown.
You sure you don't just want to explore some wine together?
If you're unable to show me wine that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this Cabernet Sauvignon? It's from Paso Robles. Super delicious, and it's great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with value wine. You underestimate my...
Oh, wow. Well, that is good. Awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see, there's Cloudbreak, Kendall Jackson, Santa Margarita, Whispering Angel, Buttercream, Mayomi. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled!
Explore 8,000 wines and 2,500 beers, or shop online at TotalWine.com. Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
Time for a new car? Visit Finley True North Honda and Volkswagen, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. Get the Finley price, service, and savings at Finley True North Volkswagen and Finley True North Honda, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills.
Is credit card debt burying you alive? What if one phone call could help save you thousands of dollars? Years of stress and anxiety. What if one phone call, right now, could help save your family from bankruptcy? We're Credit Associates, and one phone call to us could help save you thousands. Because if you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you may not have to pay it all off. For free information on how we could settle your debt for a lot less than you owe, call 1-800-500-5211. There's no obligation, just free information. Sometimes all it takes to change your life is one phone call. Make your call now and we'll show you, for free, just how much money you could save. 1-800-500-5211. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk to call. This is too important to wait. Call 1-800-500-5211.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's Cofield and Company.
Feed down low, off the side of the net from Tatar. Rebound, score! It's Tatar! He couldn't get it through on the first look. He put it off the side of the net, but he managed to get the rebound through under a fallen Hellebuck. And the Knights take a 1-0 lead.
Well, he scored a goal. Obviously, that was the biggest thing. I mean, and he's a goal scorer, and I thought he played quick and played fast, and he was hungry to play. So it was a great job. And again, he hasn't played a whole lot of games in the playoffs. He's an important player for us when he gets the opportunity, and that's what I want him to do. Because you got roles on your team. You got third and fourth line guys that want to check real well and kill penalties. And then you got your top, you know, six, seven forwards. And, you know, when he's in that spot, he's a good player for us.
Right here, Gerard Gallant. As always, effervescent after a victory. Now, he does not get crazy. He wasn't crazy after game one. Happy to get game two. It's now 1-1. Tomorrow, back in town, 6 o'clock start at T-Mobile. That place is going to be insane and consistently loud, unlike what we saw from the Winnipeg crowd. Good crowd, but man, they fall behind. That place is silent. That will not be the case at T-Mobile unless there's, you know, a 4-goal deficit from the get-go. Knock on whatever this countertop is. Dan Duva on the call there. Good to hear Duva back. We have confirmation on this? We have death in the family or wedding? You're utterly confused. I'm 99.9% sure that Dan was...
wedding.
Confident?
I am confident, yes.
Confident?
Yep.
Sure?
Yep.
Yeah, Dan Duva missed game one because his brother was getting married, so we got to get him on. I want to hear about this.
Yeah, Mazel Tov. Congratulations. It's awesome.
What a situation.
To be in the middle of the...
It's the first game of the Western Conference playoffs, bro! You can't get married! But I'm sure it was planned out a while back, and when you get your chance to take an NHL gig like Dan Duva did, moving from the minors in Syracuse, and you're with an expansion team, I'm sure you could never imagine... Hey, there's going to be a conflict in mid-May with my brother's wedding because this team's going to make the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, that doesn't even enter into the thought process.
Yeah, especially the bride's going to be like, no way. in that situation, I think.
Yeah, they're not going to cancel the wedding because he's got to call a hockey game. So Goucher and Knighty did a fine job on the game on radio on Fox 1340. So we got the lottery coming up tonight, 4:30. So we'll keep in the loop. They'll probably drag it out. Hopefully we get the results before we get off the air at 5 o'clock. So what to watch for tonight, you got the top players up for grabs like Luka Doncic. International player, has been playing pro ball since he's 16, 6'8", small forward, two guard. The infamous DeAndre Ayton, he of the alleged payment from Arizona. That has not been resolved yet. He denies it. But Ayton, Bagley, Jaren Jackson, Mo Bamba, Trey Young, a little further down, guys like Colin Sexton, our own UNLV star from a year ago, Brandon McCoy. This is a loaded draft. I'll get into it a little more later on. The story here revolves a lot around what's going to happen at the top with the Suns, who with like eight other teams completely tanked to get here. And then there's also the Lakers pick, which is going to be really interesting. The Lakers pick is actually protected if a miracle happens and they land up top. It could go to the Celtics, but most likely it's going to go to the Sixers. So the Sixers potentially could get another top 10 pick. And that's from all the way back to the... This one's been pushed off like three times, if I'm correct. That's all the way back to the Steve Nash trade. It just keeps getting pushed back and back and back and back. And then, of course, the Sixers, though, for, I thought, one of the more ridiculous trades in recent NBA draft history. The Sixers, though, the Celtics are first. Sixers traded a future first last year to move from 3 to 1 to get Markelle Fultz, who the Celtics were never going to draft. And the Lakers were never going to draft. So they pissed away a first-round pick so that they could grab Fultz, who's now a big question mark. And the Celtics the entire time were drafting one or the other small forward. It was either Josh Jackson or Jason Tatum, who looks like the best player coming out of the draft. If it's not Donovan Mitchell or Dennis Smith, it's Jason Tatum. So the Celtics may have gotten a future first and the best player. And if the Celtics get some luck tonight, the Celtics actually could get the pick instead of the Sixers and, again, have a top five pick. How insane would that be with us getting ready for the Celtics in just a couple hours, potentially taking a 2-0 lead? All right, quickie here. Brad May is going to join us on the other side from AT&T Sportsnet. We'll go deep dive on VGK getting the series to 1-1.
Stick around. Cofield and Company returns in minutes in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text FAST to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save plus get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. That's FAST to 443-443.
Drake. God's plan.
God's plan.
And Migos bring you Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour, Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, May 17th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit AXS.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Thanks to Battleborn Injury Lawyers, it's time to get the skinny on the Stanley Cup playoffs on Cofield and Company.
Protects it along, but it's stolen. Marchessault's got a great look all by himself. He shoots, he scores! Marchessault slams it home on the backhand. The jaunty Jonathan Marchessault makes it 2-0 Knights.
Hey, only 5'9 amongst all those big 6'5 dudes for the Jets. And Marshy plays like one of the biggest guys on the ice. Amazing performance, top to bottom. Flurry great early and made some key saves later in the game when needed. Complete performance. Or was it? Let's go a little more deep dive into the game. Brad May played the game for nearly 20 years in the NHL. Of course, you saw him on AT&T Sportsnet all season long. He joins Steve Cofield here on ESPN Las Vegas. Brad, what's up?
How you doing?
I am good. So what'd you see in Game 2 last night? If there were a couple of things you could point to say, hey, you know what, the Golden Knights did this better than they did in Game 1.
Well, first of all, just the attention to detail. Right from the outset, they had a good start. Obviously scoring, you know, a couple goals early, which really set the tone. It put took the crowd out of it in Winnipeg. That didn't happen in Game 1. So I think it was the details that they've stressed all season long, and this team's always responded well. For the most part, when they lost the game during the season, you know, the hockey world, everybody outside of Vegas was saying, okay, now we just saw the real team. Are they for real? Can they actually pull it off? You know, they're an expansion team. You know, they're going to reveal themselves, and they responded well all season long. Obviously, that criticism, it's still out there around the NHL, around every other city, still wondering when Vegas's wheels are going to fall off. And they proved in Game 2 that they're for real. They stood up to Winnipeg physically as well. Lots of big hits, some really good defensive plays as well, and led by Nate Schmidt, who was, we heard Doc Emrick and the NBC guys talk about how good Nate Schmidt was. And honestly, you could have talked about him even more.
What do you think it is about this group that has them respond well to adversity? Because obviously, to win a Stanley Cup, you got to do that. And clearly, across the league, not every team has that.
Yeah, well, it's the makeup. And the greatest thing about team sports is, you know, you got energy, you got momentum, you got chemistry, you have moving parts, you have players playing well, some players not. It's an awfully difficult position to find yourself in, because you need every player on your roster, not to mention the extra players that have drawn in. You know, Ryan Carpenter was out for a few games earlier in the playoffs, and he's come back. He's been outstanding, making some really good plays. I think the other thing, too, is Gerard Gallant. When I was watching the, you know, last few minutes last night in this game, he rolled his lines. He didn't have to go back to his, you know, his third line, checking line, to actually win draws and play in the defensive zone. He rolls his lines. I want to say the last three shifts of the game were three different line combinations. So he has the luxury, and I say he has, you know, the coaching staff, Gerard Gallant, to roll his players, because they've earned the coach's trust in the way they play, in the way they pay attention to the game plan and to each other. And it's been great. Now, Winnipeg has all of those same characteristics. Every team right now that's left, the four teams, are all playing exceptionally well. They've had some adversity. They've battled it. They've faced it. They, you know, exceeded expectations in many cases. But it was just a great hockey game for Vegas to, you know, to actually get a game on the road, you know, come back to Las Vegas, tie at one. Now that home ice advantage is gone. It's now in favor of Vegas, who worked extremely hard all year to actually play at home, in front of their crowd. And guys, I love it. I mean, I'm not around now because it's gone to NBC, so I'm just a spectator watching. But the crowd in Vegas tomorrow is going to be absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
And as well as it is in Winnipeg, by the way, one of the best crowds in the NHL and passionate fan base is Winnipeg.
It is weird, though, with the Jets fans at times, they will get quiet. So you do have the ability to take them out of the game. I don't think that's going to happen at T-Mobile unless VGK fell behind by a lot. I don't know. You tell me about playing in Winnipeg. Is that does that happen?
I'll
the word gets a little quieter?
Well, I can tell you this. When they're known for being the loudest arena in the NHL.
Okay.
And it is. In Winnipeg, it's the loudest. It's the smallest arena, too, by the way.
Right.
And the sound reverberates from the top of the ceiling. It's not as big. Doesn't have this cavernous space that many of these big buildings have. If Vegas went down 2-0, yes, it's Las Vegas, but the fan base is going to be on the edge of their seat, pins and needles, and they're not going to be as energetic. That would happen in the playoffs because everybody in the building feels that pressure, feels that momentum switching. What happened in game one, the crowd in Winnipeg was allowed to thrive because the team, Winnipeg, came out, they were hitting, they were playing hard, they scored some goals, kept that energy in the building. You look at the streets in Winnipeg, there were thousands and thousands of people out there watching on a big screen, partying outside. Now, in Vegas, they have that same ability. Bottom line is you want to keep the game close or you want to get ahead and keep that momentum. But all season long, Vegas has been outstanding. One of the best environments. I think it's the best environment in hockey. I could be biased, I guess, but I played in the NHL for 19 years, and I've covered it for the last 7 or 8 seasons since I've been retired. I've been in every arena, and Vegas has proven to be the best to me in the NHL. So we need the fan base out there cheering as loud as they can, as energetically as they can, but it has to be mirrored by the performance of the team on the ice that's going to keep that momentum.
And we're talking to Brad May. As you watch this team, and especially the performance last night by Marchessault, and obviously his line mates are helping him out a lot, what is the deal with Marchessault in terms of his drive? It was Nate Schmidt saying after the game, he's like, the guy feels like he's always been kind of underrated and overlooked because he's a little guy and, he wasn't drafted. Is that what you sense? He just plays his ass off because he's kind of always had a chip on his shoulder?
Well, he's always had to be. Even a junior, he put up some pretty good campaigns before he became a pro. And here's a guy that went, overshadowed by other players, probably because of the size. Of course, the game in the NHL, but the game of hockey has changed where that physical element is not, it's displayed differently. Jonathan Marchessault runs around, he hits, and he's strong, but he's got extremely good balance on his skates. So even a big guy like Dustin Byfuglien, he might knock him down just because he's going to win a battle for that specific puck, but Marchessault matches everybody else's strength and certainly determination. And there's no doubt, every guy on the Vegas Golden Knights, and maybe we talk too much of it, but they all have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
I think that chip's gone now because now it's confidence, but they all have had something to prove to someone, whether it was a former coach, whether it was former players or former organizations. And they were able to band together early in the season. They somehow found their own identity, which every pundit, analyst in the game of hockey now is saying the Vegas Golden Knights, they stifle you on the forecheck. They backcheck you at, 5-man units. They're physical, but it's their team speed that is probably their greatest attribute. So that's what good teams, you don't just win on one thing alone. Some teams have offensive players, but they can't play in the defensive zone. The Golden Knights, they've proven all season long that they're 200-foot players. And they had to be that because they weren't the star player prior to getting to the new market in Vegas. But it gave an opportunity to these guys, Riley Smith, Marchessault, Carlson, those three guys that we just spoke of, to become a number one line. And you know what? Prove people wrong. And as a professional athlete, it's one of the greatest things to do is somehow manufacture that energy, to actually go out and prove somebody wrong, to find a reason to be better than you otherwise would be. And it's those marginal differences on the plus side that, you know, if every player on your team is doing that, then all of a sudden you have a year like Vegas has had.
Let's stay on the theme of speed versus size. You're a good size guy. When you played, and these guys are gigantic. We're talking about, you know, 6'4", 6'5". In the case of Bufflin, he's a freaking NFL left tackle. He's just gigantic at 6'5", and like 270. How many times is a big dude, are you out there and you're like, oh my God, like you're freaking out because you have a big size advantage, but to keep up with the speed guys, I wonder how many times you almost get in a panic situation where you're like, man, I can't keep up with some of these little guys. They're jetting all over the place.
You know what? It's funny. I say that the game today is a little different. You just can't hook, you can't hold. There's not as much interference. Now, I was able to play in, you know, the 90s, and then I played in the first decade of the 2000s where the game was changing to this speed game. But when they took out the red line and all these different, you know, rule changes and the complexion of the game, there's no question certain players are faster or quicker than others.
Yeah.
But every guy on the ice can move now. Every guy on the ice can move. I don't care.
You know, like line A at 6'5" is not some line A is not some slug out there at 6'5".
I can tell you this: if Patrick Line A has a loose puck to get to, it's going to be awfully difficult to beat him to that puck.
Yeah. Okay.
Arguably the same thing goes for Ryan Reeves, who I would say gets goal scoring, but if there's an opportunity to pound a guy in the corner, that defenseman's not going to outskate Ryan Reeves to get in the corner. Ryan Reeves is going to be able to get in on the forecheck. Carpenter, Belmar, these players, every guy can move. The smallest of differences, what we end up getting, you know, caught watching is where the puck is, who has the puck. And there is a difference with guys with their ability to stick handle and maintain their speed or even accelerate with the puck. Other players are very fast without the puck. You put the puck on their stick, and there's a little deviation in their stride or whatever. So the fastest players, clearly, we know who they are. It's evident because we get to see it. But every player is competent. There's four teams left in the NHL right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs. There isn't one bad player on every team or any team. They're all playing at the best.
If you're Paul Maurice and we're talking to Brad May, do you make adjustments? I mean, reading and listening to him talk about the game afterwards, he thought they played pretty well for all but about, you know, 7 minutes maybe in the first period. Do you make changes or just kind of stick with the plan?
Well, you got to stick with the plan. You got to stay with the. I mean, they're going to try to make some changes or maybe get certain players going or put in a certain situation. But listen, it was a tale of two different teams. Game one, Winnipeg, for the most part, dominated game one. I mean, Vegas certainly had a pushback and had good showing at different times, but Vegas was better in game two. Winnipeg was better in game one. The question is, who's got that intestinal fortitude to push through and be the best team in game three? And you can only look at one game at a time. The one thing for me as an ex-player, that it's very, very difficult to keep every player on your bench focused in the present. Too often, one player, whatever it is, or whoever it's going to be, will just wander mentally, you know, on the bench or on a shift or certain responsibility or assignment, and that's the difference that it turns out the puck's in the back of your net. That could be a penalty being taken or an odd man situation where you don't read it properly. So it's very difficult to have 20 guys rolling, you know, with one brain, with one mission.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why there's only four teams left, because they've been able to prove that they're better than the others.
Hey, Brad, we really appreciate a couple minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, that's awesome. Vegas, strong, baby. We got to come out, support this team. Support this team. It's awesome. Tons of fun. And I'll tell you what, I had a chance to win the Stanley Cup in 2007. The greatest, as a hockey player, but as a hockey fan, it's the greatest spectacle. And heaven forbid we have the opportunity in Vegas to cheer this team on the next round. But you got to win game three to get there.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Brad May, 19-year vet of the NHL, on the call of the games, before the game, intermissions, after the game, doing pre and post on AT&T Sportsnet. He's fired up. You guys should be fired up. This is nuts. 1-1 series now in the Western Conference Final as home ice stolen away last night with the victory by VGK. We'll be out at Toshiba tomorrow in front of T-Mobile starting at 3 all the way until 6 with an extended pregame before the Jets come to town. Up next, we've got our Aces. Our WNBA team is opening up the season this week. We'll get a couple of players on here on Cofield & Company.
Cofield & Company Stanley Cup Playoffs Insider was brought to you by Battle Born Injury Lawyers. Call Justin or Matt at 570-9000.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall is having a huge sales event where all 2018 RDX models must go to make room for the 2019 models. Receive up to $4,000 off a lease on a new RDX or $3,500 off the purchase of a new RDX. Plus, receive 2 years of free maintenance. This offer is only available for a short time. Finley Acura has access to the largest pre-owned inventory in all of Nevada. So don't delay. Come down today. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
We're down to the final hand. Nevada goes all in. New Jersey calls. No matter what happens now, we've got a winner.
WSOP.com is excited to announce Interstate Play. Don't miss out on million-dollar guarantees, $100,000 Sundays, and 4 official World Series of Poker bracelets all online. Come be a poker champion at WSOP.com. Terms and conditions apply. Must be over 21 and in Nevada to play. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Nick here with Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill, celebrating Vegas hockey as we head into the Western Conference Finals. Dish a burger and fries and score big all month long in May. Come in wearing your Vegas hockey gear to score free baklava. Plus, on game day, receive 10% off all catering orders. 3 Valley locations. Order online at stefanoslv.com. Gear up in May and celebrate the Western Conference Finals with Stefano's Greek and Mediterranean Grill, Vegas born and serving Las Vegas since 1998.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's Workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text FAST to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save plus get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. That's FAST to 443-443.
Drake. God's plan.
God's plan.
And Migos. Bring you Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour. Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, May 17th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit AXS.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Yes Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Everybody's favorite hockey expert, Dog Cherry, the greater one, is in the house. And today, I'm your principal of Hockey 101, and we're talking line changes. That's when the guys on the ice all rush off at the same time. Kind of looks like the last call at the bar. In hockey, unlike other sports, substitutions happen in the middle of the action.
And it's carried out by Connor. Connor had it swatted away by Smith. Here comes Marchessault. Marchessault to the net. He scores! 2-0 Golden Knights.
They caught Winnipeg in a bad change.
See, that's what Snoop was getting at. Line changes. Okay, that was kind of cheesy. But it was a line change last night that really screwed over the Jets. That made it 2-0. Golden Knights go on to win 3-1. Cofield back here in our Findlay Toyota Studios. Pretty soon on these airwaves, you're going to hear Las Vegas Ace or Aces basketball. We got the opener coming up this week. We got Morgan William in studio, Mariah Jefferson in studio. I want to talk some hoops here in a couple minutes. Were you both at the Golden Knights game, or just Mariah went to the Golden Knights game? I saw you guys make an appearance. Did you guys both go out there?
You weren't there?
I wasn't there.
It was a lot of us, but I was there, yeah.
So, what'd you think?
It was fun. They scored 2 goals before I went downstairs. So, I was like, great, well, I guess I missed that. And
what was the final score?
Like 7-0.
Oh, okay,
so
at least
I saw them all happening, so I was excited about that.
That was a loss or a win?
It was a win. That was the first hockey game I ever saw, and they blew my mind, so...
Why?
Keep it up. Because it was 7-0. I never, you know. I didn't know any of the rules either. So they were like getting all these penalties. Next thing I know, they're like 2 players versus 6 or 5 or 4. I don't even know. So, but it was fun.
You'll learn soon enough.
Yeah.
You like hockey at all, Morgan?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I like hockey jerseys, though.
They're
nice.
There you go.
They got to hook you guys up. Did they hook you up with a jersey? Right?
Not yet, but
no?
We can get our PR guy here on that.
What? Is that right? Is that what he's here for?
Maybe John, we can get some jerseys.
John, let's go. Get them their sweaters, their hockey sweaters.
Size small, please.
That's funny. So I want to talk some NBA in a couple minutes because I noticed that Morgan was watching some of the highlights of the players in the lottery. We'll get to that. But let's talk a little WNBA, your sport, your league. First of all, you guys played, what, 2 exhibitions so far?
Yes.
2 exhibitions, China and Dallas.
And Dallas, yes.
Okay, Dallas is in the WNBA. China is not.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an exhibition. So what'd you think? Well, first I'll ask you, because Mariah is mending an injury. Morgan, what'd you think?
That was my first pro game, so I guess it was good. We won. I played well, I think. It was definitely different from Dallas. You can tell they were a WNBA team. It was physical, a lot of talent. So, yeah.
How about speed of the game?
Yeah, it was a lot faster. I can say mostly like WNBA is more physical, a lot of more than one touch in college. I just came from college, you know, one touch is a foul. You do a lot of shoving, a lot of pushing. You can travel too, so I guess. Hey, it's nice.
Come on, is that not?
No,
like you don't actively think about traveling.
No, you don't. And obviously, it's not like the NBA where you can take seven steps and
whoa. I mean, what is what's going on here? I have to battle all the 60-plus-year-olds on this traveling and palming thing. And now we've got women in their 20s who are like, NBA traveling all the time. What's with all the hate?
No, but it is definitely a lot more physical. Yeah. It's the speed. It speeds up so much. The players are just great in every position, you know, and everybody that was good moved up, and then some of the people that couldn't make it aren't there anymore. So now it's all the top talent in the world.
How long did it take you to adjust?
I'd probably say the first few games, especially being small like we are. They grab you, pull your jerseys, pull you down a little bit. But the thing is, we're so small, it's easiest for us to get through those creases, to use our speed and our size to our advantage. So she'll adjust. She played really well against Dallas, I think. It was hard for anybody to stay in front of her.
All right. How did our number one pick do?
She did well. Especially, I mean, the first game, it was easier for her because they weren't as big. And then she would have to go against Liz Cambage, which is 6'9". So how would you feel going up against 6'9"? But I think she did a good job of adjusting throughout the game, trying to figure out what shots she can get off and what she couldn't. And it'll be a learning experience. But I'm excited for her and to see her growth during the season.
Who's the toughest big player in the league in terms of intimidation, where you're like, whoa, I'm going to drive into that?
Probably Liz Cambage or Brittany Griner, because they're 6'8", 6'9". And then I think Monty McGee Stafford is like 6'8", 2". So those are the three. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm not driving today. We got to figure out something else.
So expectations this year. Mm. What do you think? You guys were not great last year. You wound up moving. There's a lot of energy now in Vegas. We've talked to you before about, hey, this feels first class here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now next thing is to kind of take those, produce better results on the floor.
Where
are you guys now in terms of expectations?
We're a completely different team. We have a new coach. We don't even have all our players here. Myself, I'm not even playing yet. So it's going to be a learning and growing experience. But I can tell you right now, our defense is amazing. I've seen it so far. And defense is great. So we're going to have to carry our defense, and that'll get us out in the fast break. We're one of the quicker teams in the league, so that's going to be to our advantage.
You guys open on Sunday, right?
Yes.
On the road, mm-hmm. Connecticut, mm-hmm. and then Washington mm-hmm. on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
What's travel like in the WNBA? Different than college? More grueling? Yes. More grinding?
College, Mo could tell you, we were flying charters, right?
Yeah, I flew everywhere, and then, you know, we get there, we go eat, we go to film, they take our phones, we go to bed, wake up.
This is college.
Yeah, it's college. So now,
now you're free.
Yeah, kind of. But we don't travel charter anymore, so it's a little bit of a longer day. You have to go through security. You have to do all the things, and you're most likely going to get there the night before the game, get up, play, and then travel again, go to the next city, play. So it's hard if you haven't done it before because you have to get used to your body traveling the night before the game or, you know, maybe longer trips or back-to-back. So it's harder for the rookies to adjust, but you find your routines and you find what works for you.
They took your phone away in college.
Yeah, not for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a rule across the board. Why do you think they did that at Mississippi State?
So we can go to sleep and don't have any other distractions. Like, I feel like one time we kept our phone. The next day, a girl was in a mood, and he was like, I shouldn't have gave you your phones. Whoever you been texting put you in his mood and stuff like this. So I don't know. I had another phone, so I was fine.
Just told on yourself. Schaefer,
what you got? She's a pro now. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Can't suspend her now.
Exactly. No.
Why do you think they didn't do it for you guys?
That's a good question because, I don't know, maybe they just trust us to be disciplined enough to go to bed when we needed to. We also didn't really have a curfew. We're supposed to be in our rooms at 11, but we didn't have anybody to come check that. We didn't have class checks, nothing like that, so we had certain rules. Don't be on Twitter. Don't say anything stupid or have your nails painted or random. Yeah.
I find it very difficult.
It was really hard. So we were suspended from Twitter for the whole year. But
oh, is that right?
Everything else, like, we didn't really have too many rules. They just expected it. And nobody wanted to know what would happen if you broke the rules. So it was just like a thing that you just didn't do, I guess. I don't know.
We got Morgan Williams Studio and Mariah Jefferson. Aces starting up this Sunday. They play again Tuesday, both games on the road, Connecticut and then Washington, and then two Sundays from now the home opener, and that's against Seattle. Mm-hmm. And you can go to Aces.
LasVegasAces.com.
That does. Las Vegas Aces goes directly there. Good. That makes it easy. I was looking it up today, and I'm like, wait, do I have to do Aces.WNBA.com? That's a pain in the keister. Tickets as low as 17. I saw some good ones on the lower level as low as 26.